is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe, Ian Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, and we have a busy morning show for you today. We're going to hear about a rally recently at the Burdette Birth Center at Samaritan Hospital in Rensselaer County. They're about to close birthing services there, so there won't be any place to have a baby in Rensselaer County anymore. Just like there's no place in Columbia County to have a baby anymore since Columbia Memorial Health gave up birthing services in 2019. There's also no place in Greene County to have a baby. We'll hear the story from our friends at WOOC this hour on the WGXC Morning Show, plus national headlines from the Public News Service, the local Better Weather, and the Catskill Maker Syndicate, and more. And it all starts after the local news, which is next after Jason Martin has finished singing this song. It's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Terry Manning, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC Acre.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Acre, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Acre broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Christina Bonesack of Germantown, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Daily News for Friday, June 23rd. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Mid-Hudson News reports that a Dutchess County jury deliberated for less than an hour on June 22nd and found Laquan Krim, a 31-year-old convicted felon, innocent of assaulting a corrections officer during an incident at the Greenhaven Correctional Facility in 2021. Several corrections officers claimed Krim stabbed another inmate and then punched the officer. Dutchess County Public Defender's Office Bureau Chief Kara Jerry said, quote, "The corrections officers' stories do not add up," unquote, and claimed that the involved officers were part of a, quote, cover-up, unquote. Jerry told Mid-Hudson News, quote, "We are gratified that the jury listened to all the evidence, kept an open mind, and found that no one is above the law," unquote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Philip Pantuso reports in the Times Union that over 2 years after New York legalized cannabis, there still aren't any legal stores in the Hudson Valley. So far, there are only 13 licensed retail cannabis shops in the state, according to the Office of Cannabis Management, and only one in the Capital Region. There might be some stores locally eventually. On June 15th, the Cannabis Control Board approved 36 more licenses for retail cannabis shops, including 10 in the Mid-Hudson region. So far, 26 licenses have been issued to Hudson Valley businesses. The Mid-Hudson region, which includes Columbia Green, Dutchess, Ulster, Orange, Westchester, and Putnam counties, will get 34 of the first 300 licenses issued. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman at New York State of Politics reports that crime and public safety continue to be Republican campaign issues. Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, said this week, quote, "We're working on that, but we've made great strides," unquote. Really, Democrats have done two things on the crime issue recently. They made some changes to the bail laws, including a provision granting judges more discretion in setting bail in a wider array of cases. And legislators just passed the Clean Slate Act. That would seal an estimated 2 million criminal records. Hochul has not said yet whether she will sign that bill, but she seemed to hint she would, saying, quote, "This is driven by the business community at a time of great worker shortages, but we're going to have a lot of safeguards in place," unquote. Republicans such as Assemblyperson Mike Riley said, quote, "It seems like we give those who are criminals and those who are incarcerated more rights than the victims that they assault, that they murder," unquote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, June 23rd. Local early morning temperatures range from 55 degrees in Medusa to 62 degrees in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 64 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium to low and is expected to stay low. But even though their pollen will be smacked down, the plants will rule the weekend with all the rain that is coming. If you haven't yet, it might be wise to dig out the air conditioner before it gets really gross tomorrow afternoon. Today, a cool morning turns to a warm and muggy afternoon after we see a high of 78 at 2 p.m. And then the rain comes to town, or at least most towns. It will be broken up a bit with occasional thunder strikes. Overnight it calms down but keeps raining and we see a low of 67. Saturday looks like rain all day, more so in the afternoon with chances of storms. A high of 79 happens at 3 p.m. The dew point will be 71 and that can be oppressive, especially if you work without air conditioning. 65 degrees overnight. Might feel cool, but it will be quite muggy. Sunday, more rain, storms, and a high of 82. Monday, high of 83. And that's right, more rain and storms are expected. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:09 a.m., high tide at 7:11 a.m., low tide again at 2 p.m. and high tide once again at 8:10 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 72 degrees and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 8:21 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:16 a.m. Looking way up, we see an M4.5 class flare yesterday released and had Hadouken and it could be on the way. Probes are tracking trajectory now. Plasma winds will be average at 406 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently far below 4 megahertz till dark. Enjoy that AM radio if you still got one. Overnight conditions will be far below 60 megahertz. There are no chances of aurora tonight, and the current sunspot number is 167. This has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and dumplings. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to Stars and Stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeple. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio, WGXC.
Thank you. float straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us, floor rush when they DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip hop record. He tucks the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep, fatter joints called undergrounds. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, Boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions? Why is it so fly? Cause hip hop kept some drama. When butterfly rocked the light blue suede boomers. What about a cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
Queen beat a chocolate tap to my raps. She innovates after sweet and cat naps. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the 5 minute. It can kick a plan, then a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug verse. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and I. Yes, a stranger smiles, so I say hi.
What's up?
Who understood? Yeah, understood the plans. Him heard of it and put it to his hands. What I just flipped, let borders get loose. How to consume all the beaches like juice. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic. Hip hop games a classic. Pimp playing sharp, it don't matter. I'm fatter. Axe butter, how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill like that, I'm chill.
I got crew kids, 7 and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks a tee from the Crooklyn Nine Pigs. The rebirth is slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box with Babe. Now he boogies up your stage, plaits, twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 I'm peace like that.
Check it out, man, I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that cause I swing like that. We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.
That was Diggable Planets from 1993 and their song Rebirth of Slick from the Reachin' album.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take you ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back. Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside when it's okay.
shake you. Ooh.
Heard Big Stock.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Under this ruling, the constitutional right to bear arms is null and void if you use a stabilizing brace to operate a firearm.
Republican Kansas Senator Roger Marshall spoke in support of a resolution repealing a Biden rule that would reclassify pistols as short-barreled rifles if they have stabilizing braces. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the country's epidemic of gun violence has been made worse by easy access to pistol braces. Schumer added that despite the growing list of mass shootings, Republicans want to loosen safety rules regarding firearm accessories.
Some of these mass shooters choose these braces to cause mayhem, and we're loosening the rules on them. It's hard to believe our Republican friends are doing this.
The Senate voted along party lines to reject the Republican-backed resolution. Democratic Representative Becca Belin said Thursday she's saddened by laws targeting LGBTQ plus youth and their families.
And what we see right now is what we saw when I was a kid. And instead of being on the receiving end, instead of it being about trans kids, it was about gay kids. And we were the boogeyman.
Belin made history last November, becoming Vermont's first LGBTQ plus individual and first woman elected to federal office when she won her race for Congress. House Republicans on Thursday punted Representative Lauren Boebert's effort to impeach President Joe Biden to a pair of committees for consideration, but they're under no obligation to take any action. Boebert went after Biden for what she calls the mishandling of the southern border. During a health summit, women's rights activist Chelsea Clinton spoke about the upcoming one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, which removed constitutional rights to abortion.
I'm really angry. And that is an uncomfortable place to be because of the historical women tropes that so often have been used to kind of silence and diminish kind of women and our voices.
A new Kaiser Family Foundation survey found in states with abortion bans, half of office-based OBGYNs say they have patients who have not been able to obtain an abortion, and about 4 in 10 say they face constraints on their care for miscarriages and pregnancy-related emergencies. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testified before the Senate Banking Committee on Thursday. Powell said while the Fed didn't raise interest rates at its last meeting, it's likely 1 to 2 interest rate hikes will happen before the end of the year to help with high inflation. When questioned by Democratic Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren over the responsibility of several bank failures, including Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, Powell said his focus is on ensuring it doesn't happen again.
I certainly think that our supervision has been shown to have been lax in not being assertive enough. I think that the supervisors saw the right issues but weren't forceful enough in hindsight.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Welcome, everyone, to YWCA of the Greater Capital Region. Let's hear it for community organizing. All these folks behind us threw this together in a matter of days, and it takes you showing up, so thank you so much for being here with your body, with your voice. I'm Jamie Krause, the Director of Development and Marketing here at YWCA of the Greater Capital Region. I'll be your MC for this event. LaDrea Bell is coming up, a Burdette client.
My name's LaDrea. I am here today thanks to Samaritan.
Pretty much, I almost lost my life having my daughter in 2020. She'll be 3 years old November 1st. And this is Alea. This is Ayla. Ayla pretty much was born at 27 weeks. And thanks to Samaritan, she is here today, and I am too.
I'm Esther Patterson, and I am the co-chair of the board of directors of BirthNet. We're a birth justice organization based in the south end of Albany. Our mission is to change the disparities in birth outcomes for underserved families in the capital region. I am a mother and a doula who has been doing birth work for over 20 years. I am here to say that the proposed closing of Burdett Birth Center is a slap in the face to all of our black and brown birthing families and all of the families that live in rural communities in Rensselaer County. I stand here for them. The proposed closing of Burdett would not just affect Rensselaer County, but it would reverberate through the entire capital region and beyond. Burdett Birth Center operates on an evidence-based, midwife-led model that has resulted in them having an 8.9% rate of surgical births. This 8.9% is in direct contrast to the state's rate, which is almost 29%. Yeah, Burdett is doing something right. Closing Burdett would mean that St. Peter's Hospital and Albany Medical Center would have to absorb the close to 1,000 births that would have occurred at Burdett, which would tax their already overburdened clinics and labor and delivery rooms and make giving birth for women of color even more unsafe than the current statistics show. The state, the county, the midwives, the doulas, the medical professionals, and the people of this community must be at the table to come up with a plan to support the future excellence of Burdett Birth Center. We must keep Burdett Birth Center open for the good of all of us in this community.
Next, we'll hear from Gianna LaFontaine. Gianna is a birth doula providing evidence-based education, emotional and physical support to BIPOC birthing people.
When I think of Burdett Birth Center, I think about the compassion pulsing through the halls. I think about the choice available to every single person giving birth there. I think about the equitable health care given to my black and brown clients. I think about the joy that's experienced at each birth, no matter the outcome. I think about how transformative and healing it is to birth there. I think about the midwives and nurses and obstetricians that have worked so hard to create family-centered care with intention and consideration I've never seen at any other medical institution, like ever. Nothing about closing Burdett Birth Center is healing, compassionate, equitable, or just. Burdett Birth Center is the only place to give birth in Rensselaer County. Burdett Birth Center is worth saving. Burdett Birth Center provides safety. Burdett Birth Center provides choice. Burdett Birth Center provides care for the entire Rensselaer County. Burdett Birth Center is a safe place to have your baby. Burdett Birth Center needs to stay open, period.
Next, we'll hear from Mark Emanation. He is the executive director of the Capital District Area Labor Federation and a longtime union and community organizer.
66 years ago, I was born at Samaritan, and my kids were born at Samaritan. It is outrageous, outrageous that we even have to be here today discussing this. Let's start from this. Healthcare is a human right. Human rights are not negotiable. Human rights are human rights. This affects everyone, but it affects poor people and people of color more than anybody. This is going to tax the emergency services and firefighters are already taxed. Trinity Healthcare, 22 states, $20 billion last year. They have the money. We can stop this. The state of New York has the power to stop this. Trinity's not going to have their moral conscience moved. Trinity's going to be moved only if the state of New York says no, and state of New York will only be moved if we say no. This is part of a larger fight whether working people and poor people can have a decent life or whether we're just people that are pawns for the rich and powerful who take some of the money they got and buy off some of the elected officials to make our lives miserable. We have the right to say no. We have the numbers.
Next, we'll hear from Mayor of Troy, Patrick Madden. Come on up.
I, too, was born in Samaritan Hospital, like Starlita and Mark. My father was born there nearly 100 years ago. We can't have our children born in the back of ambulances or worse. This is not an acceptable outcome. I do know that this country does not have a good record when it comes to maternal care. I do know that this country, of 158 countries that keep statistics, this country ranks 60th in maternal mortality. 60th. This is the United States of America, with supposedly the best healthcare system in the world. Now, if you look at women of color, we rank 90th. Let me repeat that. We rank 90th in league with the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, Somalia. This is a national disgrace. Reducing care, creating more barriers, is not the answer to this. We have a long way to go just to be average in the world. Cutting back on services is not the direction we should be going in. Our goal should be to make more maternal care more available, not create more obstacles. Closing the birthing center is the exact wrong direction to go in. I understand the plight of hospitals and the challenges of staffing, but this is not the answer we should be looking for. We need a better response. We need our health centers and our hospitals to be able to afford to offer the community, the residents of their community, the services they need. We cannot lose these services in this community, and the city itself cannot absorb any more costs of providing health care to our residents, whether it be maternal health care or transporting people to hospitals, emergency rooms, because the emergency rooms in our city aren't staffed sufficiently to accept more patients. So this is a systematic failure of our healthcare system. This is one aspect of a system that's gone awry. We need to keep our voices out there. You need to share your stories with me. I need to bring them to the table in discussions with St. Peter's and Trinity Healthcare and with Senator Schumer and with Senator Gillibrand and with the governor's office. So you can help me with that by sharing your stories and staying involved, writing letters. You've heard the things you need to do. Be loud.
Next, I'd like to invite Luz Benbow up. Yep.
We at Troy for Black Lives totally support not closing the Burdett Center, but I'm actually here in my capacity as the executive director of the New York State Coalition Against Sexual Assault. And many of you in this space are probably wondering, why would I be here? Why would sexual assault advocates be in this room? And I'm going to tell you why. And this is what intersectionality looks like in real time. For many of us survivors, giving birth is the biggest trigger we will get and experience in our lifetime. Many times for us, finding out that we are carrying with child is another trigger that we will experience in our lifetime that will take us back to the very moment that something as horrible as a sexual assault took place. And so you have our support. We are hearing that a second hospital in Niagara, New York is also closing, similar, and it's not even just the birthing center, it's the actual hospital that holds the only sexual assault forensic examiner program in that area. So for those of us who back during the summer stood with Planned Parenthood, we need you to stay with Planned Parenthood. We need you to stay pointed around gender justice. And when we say, as black people, when they come for us, they're gonna come for y'all later, this is what we mean. We need that birthing center the same way we need lead out of our water, right? We need that birthing center the same way we need cops to stop beating up on our children. We need that birthing center in the same way we need to end rape and sexual assault now. So you have my commitment that we will write a letter to the governor on behalf of all 86 rape crisis centers, not just asking to preserve the birthing center in my hometown, because I live in Troy and my husband was born in Samaritan Hospital, that we will stand right with you all and we will not stop.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
If he goes back to the house, then things would go from bad to worse. What could he do? He wants to remember things exactly as he left them on that funny day. And if there is something else beyond, he isn't scared, because it's bound to be less boring than today. Bound to be less boring than tomorrow. Death because she couldn't think of anything to say. Everybody thought that she was boring, so they never listened anyway. Nobody was really saying anything of interest. She fell asleep. She was into S&M and Bible studies, not everyone's cup of tea, she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. A cup of tea she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. To the Catholic Church because she wanted information. The vicar or whatever took her to one side and gave a confirmation. St. Teresa's calling her, the church up on the hill is looking lovely. But it didn't interest, the only thing she wants to know is how and why and when and where to go. How, why, and when, and where to follow. How, why, and when, and where to go. How, why, and when, and where to follow. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La, 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 la. When she got back, her spirituality was thrown into confusion. So she got a special deal on renting from the man at Rediffusion. Look at me, I'm on TV, it makes up for the shortcomings of being poor. Now I'm in a million pieces, picked up for deliberation by the people listening in court. By the people watching on the telly, by the people listening at home.
by the people watching on the telly. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la.
That was Belle and Sebastian with If You're Feeling Sinister on the radio at WGXC.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Finance Committee voted for a resolution June 19th to issue $25 million in serial bonds to finance construction of a building that will house the district attorney and public defender's office next to the courthouse in Catskill. The bonds will pay for the entire building, which is located off Bridge Street. The county is using 3,000 square feet of Ohio sandstone from the former county jail that was previously on the site. Construction should begin in the fall, officials said. Andrea Mako at Porcupine Soup reports that on June 21st, the full legislature approved the loans to pay for the building. Mid-Hudson News reports that Columbia County has the lowest unemployment rate in the region in May, with just 2.4% joblessness, according to the State Labor Department on June 21st. Greene County, at 3.3%, had the highest rate of unemployment regionally. Delaware County also had a higher rate at 3.1% unemployment. Ulster and Dutchess were both at 2.8%. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Scott Stafford reports in the Berkshire Eagle, many signs promoting a white supremacist group have been showing up around the Berkshires in recent days. A banner was hung on an overpass in Lee over the Massachusetts Turnpike. Handmade signs were seen June 18th and June 19th in North Adams, Beckett, Lee, and near the Pittsfield-Lenox line. And in Pittsfield, two flyers were pasted onto a light pole near the Colonial Theater. Another banner was hung on a fence near Brayton Elementary School in North Adams. The banner said, and I quote, "Victory or Death, Patriot Front U.S., end quote. Patriot Front U.S. is an extremist group founded in 2017 that promotes fascism and the creation of a white ethno-state. Greg Roach lives near Brayton Elementary in North Adams and said, and I quote, "I'm not happy about having to talk about Nazis in my backyard. I was angry when I saw it. The Patriot Front is just a rebranding of the American Nazi movement, and they are not patriots," end quote. Morgan Moon, investigative researcher with the Anti-Defamation League, said that there are around 400 Patriot Front members nationwide and about a dozen or so in Massachusetts. Jonah Steinberg, regional director of ADL New England, has tracked a rise in anti-Semitic events in Massachusetts, up 41% last year over 2021 levels. FBI hate crime statistics for 2021 show there were 412 reported hate crimes in Massachusetts, up 33% from the 310 incidents recorded in 2020. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Child well-being in New York has fluctuated over the last year, a recent annual report finds. The N.E. Casey Foundation's Kids Count Data Book finds New York's child health rank increased, though it lost ground in family and community, as well as child economic well-being. Child advocates feel some newly implemented state initiatives will help bolster some of these rankings. But Dia Bryant with the Education Trust of New York says there are places the state needs to make up lost ground.
One is really solving for sort of our housing crisis that we're experiencing around the state, particularly with lots of newcomers in our state, and ensuring that folks are set up for success in terms of banking and sort of entering our society.
While New York State's education ranking declined slightly, Bryant says the drop in reading and math proficiency shouldn't be happening. But this is part of a national trend. The latest scores from the National Assessment of Educational Progress show reading and math scores declined across the country to levels not seen since the 1970s. Other improvements needing to be made for child well-being include making child care more affordable. Leslie Bossier with the N.E. Casey Foundation finds families across the country need affordable, accessible, and quality child care. But she notes there will be challenges to making this a reality.
Infant care is the most expensive, and it is actually higher than in-state college tuition in 34 states. The affordability for families is a huge challenge, and at the same time, early child care workers are among the lowest paid in the country.
Bossier also wants to see child care employees paid a living wage. A 2022 Center for the Study of Child Care Employment report finds more than half of child care workers or their family members were enrolled in at least one public support program, compared to 21% of the U.S. workforce as a whole. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, there will be scattered showers before 2 p.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 75 degrees. On Friday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 11 p.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m., then scattered showers after 5 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 66 degrees. And on Saturday, a chance of showers before 11 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. with a temperature high near 78 degrees. And Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms before 5 a.m., then a slight chance of showers with a temperature low of around 66 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
What we did was wrong. I hear everything. To catch me.